Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Strawberry Pop Show. My name is Larry Ravenswood, bringing a very special program to you. For the next several hours, we're going to count down the top 100 songs for 1969, just the way they're ranked on Billboard's official year-end pop chart for the past year. And the method is very simple. By way of their own formulated point system, Billboard Magazine has issued data on the weekly performance of every song that made the pop charts from December 68 to December 69. Then after that, they issue a final top 100 survey for the year, and our job is to count them down for you right here, starting at the number 100 position and sailing all the way up to the number one song of the year. And if you think 1969 was not a busy year, think again. In this year of the moon landing, Woodstock Nation, and the Miracle Mets, the year 1969 was indeed one of the more interesting I can remember. And the action on the pop charts was no exception to that. In this countdown, the sounds and songs vary far and wide. Among the artists present here, well, it's an interesting array. We'll be hearing from the Youngbloods, Three Dog Night, The Beatles, Zager and Evans, Bob Dylan, The Fifth Dimension, Marvin Gaye, Tommy James and the Shondells, Sly and the Family Stone, and well, that's just skimming the surface. I suggest you grab your favorite beverage and enjoy the ride. So, with that I say, let's get underway.
Here's number 100.
Well, we certainly have a very interesting scenario right off the bat. I had mentioned to you that Billboard Magazine figures data based on a point system and assigns points to every song during the past year. So, the chances of two songs winding up with the same amount of points is very rare. But it happened this year. In fact, can you believe that it happens right off the bat here in our countdown? There's actually a two-way tie for position number 100. So, if you think about it, you're actually going to get 101 songs in this countdown. An added bonus. Now, the first song at number 100 is by one of the most popular groups in America right now. It's Paul Revere and the Raiders with Let Me.
Let me, let me, let me. Baby, don't you get me. Let me, let me, let me. Baby, don't you get me. All right. Don't you see what I'm trying to do? Doing my best to try to get to you. Hear what I'm trying to say. All the right words, but still you run away. Let me, let me, let me. Baby, don't you get me. Let me, let me, let me. Baby, don't you get me. Come on, come on. Baby, won't you let me. All right.
Let Me by Paul Revere and the Raiders, the song that kicks off our countdown of the year's biggest. And here's the other song at number 100. It's by a group who's been a constant fixture in the music scene for the last couple of years. It's the Box Tops from Memphis with Sweet Cream Ladies.
Sweet Cream Ladies, forward march, the world owes you a living. Sweet Cream Ladies, do your part, think of what you're giving. Sweet.
smiling. Tell the socialites to look the other way. It's instinctive stimulation you convey. It's a necessary function, and for those without compunction who get tired of vanilla every day.
Sweet Cream Ladies by the Box Tops, along with Let Me by Paul Revere and the Raiders. Both songs tied at number 100 for the year to lead off a year-end countdown. Now, this next song is by a man who was born in Oklahoma and raised in Texas. And his song, Hooked on a Feeling, hit number 5 last winter and finishes up the year at number 99. Here's B.J. Thomas. Top song for 69, Hooked on a Feeling by B.J. Thomas, as we continue our countdown in a moment. Stay with us.
We'll be right back.
We're in the beginning phases of our countdown of 1969's biggest records. And the song at number 98 is the second of our two from the Box Tops. This former top 20 hit of this past fall is called Soul Deep.
Thank you.
So the Box Tops with Soul Deep. When all is said and done, that song finishes up the year at number 98. You know, one of Motown Records' most distinct voices is this man who in 1968 left his main job as lead vocalist of The Temptations, and he didn't do too bad right out of the chute. His first big hit was this former top 10 record that winds up the year at number 97. The man I'm talking about is David Ruffin, and the song I'm talking about is My Whole World Ended the Moment You Left Me. Among 69's top pop songs, that one ranks at number 97. My Whole World Ended the Moment You Left Me by David Ruffin. Coming up, one of Canada's musical exports, a group who keeps us guessing.
There's more to come. Stay with us. The Strawberry Pop Show returns.
You're listening to the Top 100 Songs for 1969. Now, this next song is by a band formed in Winnipeg that's currently enjoying a wave of success, not only from Canadian, but from American audiences as well. Their songs have very strong pop hooks and lyrics and are very deeply felt, like this one at number 96 for the year. Here are the Guess Who with Laughing.
I should laugh, but I cry, because your love has passed me by. You took me by surprise. You didn't realize that I was waiting. Time goes slowly, but carries on. And now the best years have come and gone. You took me by surprise. I didn't realize that you were laughing.
Laughing.
What was you doing to me?
Laughing.
It ain't the way it should be.
You took away everything I had. You put the hurt on me. Took away everything I had, you put the hurt on me.
I go alone now, calling your name, after losing at the game. You took me by surprise. I didn't realize that you were lying. Time goes slowly, but carries on. And now the best years have come and gone. You took me by surprise. I didn't realize that you were laughing.
Laughing.
What you did to me.
Laughing.
The way it should be.
You took away everything I had. You put the hurt on me.
To me.
You took away everything I had, you put the hurt on me.
Laughing, the first of two in this year on Countdown by the Guess Who. That one ranks at number 96.
Number 95.
Here now is a band that's got it all going for them. They sell out concerts, do TV appearances, do commercials, and sell a ton of records. Not a bad job, to say the least. One of their songs makes the year-end survey at number 95. They're second to make the year-end survey. Paul Revere and the Raiders with Mr. Sun, Mr. Moon. That's the group led by Mark Lindsay and the man whose actual name is Paul Revere. They're Paul Revere and the Raiders with Mr. Sun, Mr. Moon, the song that comes in at number 95 for 1969. Since his debut in America back in 65, Tom Jones has been a steady force in the music biz with his passionate, soulful voice and his uncanny ability to pick a song. Here's a song that defines Tom's passion as a singer. At number 94 for the year, Love Me Tonight.
I know that it's late and I really must leave you alone. But you're good to hold and I feel such a long way from home. Yes, I know that our love is still new, but I promise it's gonna be true. Please let me stay, don't you send me away, oh no, no. Tell me, baby, that you need me. Say you'll never leave me. Love me tonight. Hold me now, my heart is aching. And until the dawn is breaking, love me tonight. Something is burning inside. Something that can't be denied. I can't let you out of my sight, darling. Love me tonight. I've waited so long for the girl of my dreams to appear, and now I can hardly believe that you really are here. Here in my arms you belong. How can this feeling be wrong? Darling, be kind, for I'm out of my mind over you. Oh, tell me, baby, that you need me. Say you'll never leave me or love me tonight. Baby, now the pain is stronger. A moment longer, love me tonight. Something is burning inside, something that can't be denied. I can't let you out of my sight, darling. Love me tonight. Let me love you, baby. Let me love you, baby. Let me love you tonight.
The man from Wales, Tom Jones, with Love Me Tonight, number 94 for the year, and we'll hear him again a little later on in our countdown. Coming up next, the Edwin Hawkins singers celebrate the most famous prophet of Western civilization.
We'll be right back.
We're now up to number 93. You know, gospel music has always been considered one of the elements in the synthesis of rock and roll music. But it's not often that gospel in its pure form has made a big impact on the pop charts. Well, that all changed in 1969, when this next group took this song into the top 5 this past year and placed it into the year-end top 100. It's a song about, well, a prophet that we all know. Here are the Edwin Hawkins singers with Oh Happy Day.
Oh Happy Day.
Happy day.
Oh,
happy day,
when Jesus
wore,
oh, when he wore,
when Jesus
wore, he washed my sins away.
Oh, happy day,
oh, happy day,
oh, happy day.
Happy day,
oh, happy day,
when Jesus
wore,
oh, when he wore,
when Jesus
wore, washed my sins away.
Oh,
it's a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
He called me home.
when Jesus wore,
when Jesus wore,
oh, when he wore,
when Jesus wore,
when Jesus wore. Happy day.
That's All Happy Day by the Edwin Hawkins Singers, a song that finishes up the year at number 93. The first top 40 hit by the group from Detroit called The Originals made it to number 14 on the pop charts. It's a song written by Marvin Gaye. At number 92, here's Baby, I'm For Real.
Baby, baby, you don't understand how much I love you, baby, and how much I wanna be your only man. Oh, baby,
baby, baby, baby, you don't to go. Stay a little while longer, baby. I wanna talk to you just a little more.
I see the little tears in your eyes about to fall. You are wondering if I'm for real.
But if you cry, I wonder why you cry. I tell you, no, this is how I feel. Baby, I'm for real.
Of the 100 biggest songs for 69, that one ranks at number 92, Baby I'm For Real by The Originals. I'm Larry Ravenswood for the Strawberry Pop Show, and we are pursuing the number one song of the year.
There's more to come, so stay with us.